AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI will investigate whether the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia was hit by some sort of object before it derailed. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says an assistant conductor on the train reported hearing a conversation between the engineer on that train and the engineer on another train, a regional SEPTA train.
She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at.
The assistant conductor says she heard the Amtrak engineer say his train had been struck by something, too. It may be years before Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev is executed. The verdict from the jury kicks off a lengthy automatic appeal. One Massachusetts resident we talked with says he wanted life for Tsarnaev in part because it's what the family of the 8-year-old victim Martin Richard wanted.
I did, and I also hoped that the request of Martin Richard's family would be more respected so that they don't have to go through another decade of trials and hearings and that it would just be over.
But Liz Norden, whose two adult sons each lost a leg that day, says the jury did the right thing.
I have to watch my two sons put a leg on every day, so I mean, I don't know, closure, but I can tell you it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, so I think there is some form of a good feeling.
Pope Francis has praised Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as an angel of peace during a meeting at the Vatican. Abbas is at the Vatican for the naming of two new saints tomorrow. They were from what was known then as Palestine. In the shadow of Deflategate, we've learned the NFL plans to change its guidelines for the way footballs are handled before the games. This is AP Radio News. Fifth Avenue's too posh for Toys R Us. Our Martin DeCaro says that's why it's shutting down its iconic FAO Schwartz store.
Running the store on New York's Fifth Avenue has become too expensive for Toys R Us, so the company says it'll close the 45,000-square-foot FAO Schwartz on July 15th. It is looking for another location in Midtown Manhattan. FAO Schwartz says it's the oldest toy store in the country. It's had a location in New York City since 1870. It moved to its current Fifth Avenue location in 1986. It's been featured in several movies, including Big, where Tom Hanks danced on its large floor piano. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Newly released records show that Senator Marco Rubio cashed out most of his retirement savings while preparing to launch his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. That even though he reported having as much as $250,000 in a checking account in the bank. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.